talent scrimmage and see the excitement coming this fall.
Cummins makes the catch of the six, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Emporia State.
Admission is free, and the energy is 100% Hornet football. Don't miss First Snap, your chance to see the action before anyone else. Friday night, April 18th, Welch Stadium. We'll see you there.
KVOE Live and Local Sunshine, 52 degrees. It is 8:45.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Glad to have with us here on KVOE's morning show, Women's Life Center Director Bobby Johnson, and also lactation consultant Kelly Duncan, both with Newman Regional Health.
Bobby, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Kelly, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Well, glad to have you both in, and we're talking really about last week's announcement that Newman Regional Health has gained High Five Mom and Baby Premier Facility status through the United Methodist Health Fund. And Bobby, I'm going to start with you here on this. When the word came out here last week, how really significant is this for specifically for Newman Regional Health, but also the moms that come in with babies in tow or babies about to deliver?
Well, we actually have been High Five for 11 years now, since 2015. So just that we've hit that over that 10-year mark has been a great thing for us. And this just supports those moms that want to breastfeed and helps us guide our facility and employees here to help support those moms in that process.
Well, what do you need to accomplish to reach this High Five level, Bobby?
So to become part of this, there's 10 steps that we have to succeed in so that we have written policies on infant feeding and breastfeeding that supports breastfeeding, that all our staff maintain competencies in lactation in support of that, so all our staff are trained, that all women receive information and instruction on breastfeeding, so our lactation consultants do round on every mom here at Newman when they have a baby, that we do immediate skin-to-skin and leave that baby skin-to-skin for that golden hour and until they've fed, that all families have individualized infant feeding counseling. So again, that's the lactation consultants going and seeing each mom and making sure they have everything they need, that we don't give the baby any food or drink besides breast milk, which we also do offer human donor milk here, so that can also be used if we need to supplement for any reason, that we all babies room in with the mom, so most of the time all moms are in the, or babies are in the rooms with mom. We don't really have that nursery anymore, that well baby nursery where babies go and people can look in the window. They just stay with their moms now. That families are encouraged to feed their babies when they exhibit those feeding cues, instead of, you know, waiting every 2 or 3 hours on schedule. They just feed when the baby's ready to feed. That we aren't giving any artificial nipples or pacifiers to the babies until breastfeeding's established. And that we offer options for breastfeeding support in the community. So we have, like, our walk-in clinics on Tuesdays and Thursdays that they can come and get support if they need.
Outstanding. That's a long list of items and really a long list of policies that Newman Regional Health has to follow in order to maintain the status. And Kelly, from your perspective, Bobby mentioned your job as the lactation consultant. What is your role here at all of this, you know, not only with what Bobby mentioned, but maybe in other areas for moms and their kiddos?
Yeah, so my role, or I guess my title, is an International Board Certified Lactation Consultant. So that training comes with quite a bit of information on just preserving that relationship and also how we can initiate breastfeeding from a quality standpoint. So really this High Five for Mom and Baby initiative is just that. It's a measure of quality. So it's a certification that we can achieve because we've offered all of these things to our patients and our families. But then also my role extends outside of just the hospital through that follow-up clinic and through the twice-weekly breastfeeding support group. So offering that long-term support to families in the community, it's a free service to come in and get your baby weighed and measure growth and make sure things are on track, as well as making sure that things are going well with lactation, keeping up milk supply, following latch issues, those kind of things.
Kelly, how did you get to... be a lactation consultant? What was your, I guess, maybe your training that gets you to that point? And really, how has, I guess, maybe your career unfolded to get you to this point?
Yeah, so I have about 14 years of experience in nursing specific to OB care, mom and baby care. And so that's really where my interest started, of course, is just how I can better support these parents with such a huge thing, like how they're feeding their children. I mean, that's a big thing. But making sure that I am just offering all support from a quality standpoint, good research. This High Five for Mom and Baby Premier is all evidence-based. So we know these things are proven to help improve breastfeeding rates and longevity. So that is so important. But also, I'm a mom of five and have had, I guess, just the good luck and hard work put in for going through with all of my own kids. And so I feel like I've earned a little street cred in the area, too. But going through that just with my own family has really made me see what an important thing it is to have support in that area. And that was really my goal with becoming a lactation consultant and filling this role here at Newman. I feel like it's just been a great thing to get to know the parents in the community and the families, and it really is just a joy for me to be able to help support these people.
And Bobby, one of the benefits of this announcement is the way it sounds, a lot of ongoing training opportunities and you know, bringing the latest when it comes to lactation methods and lactation information here to the community.
Yes, that's true.
Because it sounds like you've got different training options. You've got scholarship opportunities. The way it sounds to get your staffers out and get more information. And I guess maybe in an intensive setting.
Yes, we are. All our employees, when they're hired, go through a training upon hire that's online, and then we like to send them as they become more competent in the area. We send them to like a breastfeeding 101 course that they go through, and then all our staff have training yearly in that also. And then the scholarship opportunities are usually for like to become an IBCLC. They help. There's lots of opportunities there to help get more people certified, because we do have two IBCLCs employed here.
Well, congratulations on once again being named a High Five Mom and Baby Premier Facility up at Newman Regional Health. That is that's high quality indeed. And you've got, obviously, a very rich history there. So, Bobby, congratulations, and thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Kelly, good to talk to you. And yet you have plenty of street cred, it sounds like.
I'd like to think so. All thank
right.
you.
Thank you both. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Kelly Duncan, lactation consultant, and Bobby Johnson, who is the Women's Life Center Director at Newman Regional Health, with us on Newsmaker 3. Chuck?
Okay. Newsmaker 2 tomorrow has City Engineer Jim Hubert talking about water infrastructure.